Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's discuss building.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. A cool thing about this area is we still have some land and we have some great local builders.
Well, they haven't made any more land for a long, long time, unless there's some volcanic action that creates more land, and we're not going to get that.
Well, it's funny that we think we have a problem until we go to the next level of scarcity. We still have land available. So if that's what you're looking to do is build, that's the good news. The challenge is to make that land buildable. What's it going to cost? And that expense is something that's a huge variable. You don't want to take the cost of the purchase of the land and the cost in price per square foot for construction and say that you know the value or the cost of constructing a home in the market today.
That just doesn't work. What's my first step that I would be doing if I was acting prudently?
Well, I think the prudent builder buyer person would be looking to locate a builder first. Find someone that's flanking you that's going to be held accountable to the build on that land to understand your expenses. I would also suggest shopping builders by calling their office and asking what their price per square foot for build is not the way to choose a builder.
No.
There's so many variables. Think, for example, if I put a bonus room over the garage, I've added 400 square feet of carpet, drywall on top of an existing roof. If I add on to a kitchen, think about the countertops, the additional cabinetry, all the things that are in those price per square feet. So to say it in footage makes no sense. There are volume builders nationally that'll come into this area and say that they have a baseline price per square foot, but you need to take a really good look at that as well.
Absolutely. The most expensive room in a house is the kitchen and the bathroom, the plumbing, and so forth. So if you could do without a kitchen, you could do without a bathroom, you could probably get along fairly well.
And the resale will be outstanding.
I shouldn't have done that.
No, but the point is also thoughtful design. You want to have a design team with this builder. So maybe you believe you need three master suites, but maybe there's an alternative way to make the plan, floor plan wrap around your lifestyle, or you can drop one of those bathrooms and have a lesser expense. So the conversation is truly a conversation, not a quick accounting job. First, vetting the land with the builder you've chosen, then vetting the design to make sure you've done it to match your lifestyle the way it works, all requires a builder by your side during the process. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.